Welcome to the ORJ's Parenting Podcast. This is Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm continuing my conversation with Adele Faber, internationally renowned expert on parent-child communication, who along with her co-author Elaine Mazelish has written the best-selling award-winning books, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk, and Siblings Without Rivalry, among many others. In this final segment, we talk about the damage the little word but can do.
One other thing that disturbs me when people simply read the book is they'll say things like, oh, you have to acknowledge the feeling. So they say things like, I see you are angry, or you are scared, or da-da-da, you know, just like some mechanical kind of thing. And one woman was very upset because she said to her teenager, I see you are angry. And he said, no kidding, you figured it out. Which you do, go to a course or something. And it's important that if you acknowledge feeling, that the kid feels some of the heat of your emotions right there, of his own emotions right there. You know, boy, you sound angry. You know, he really upset you. You know, you didn't like da-da-da-da-da, whatever it is, so that the kid feels heard. Or, you know, the bus driver yelled at me and everybody laughed. You know, oh, you know, you are embarrassed. Yeah. As opposed to,
right.
Ooh, that
well,
could be
people
so
can tell when you're not really empathizing. It's not just saying the words. You have to try to understand
how
someone's
feeling.
You
have to know it. And then some people take on that first chapter and they say, oh, yeah, I can do that. You know, so they say, well, I see you're upset. And then the next word is, but. In other words, they're giving lip service to that. You know, like, well, I can see that's upsetting to you, but. But what does the but do? It just washes it all away. It's like saying to the widow, look, I know you're grieving over the loss of your husband, but look, he's dead, you're alive, get on with your life. I mean, you wouldn't do that. So as I sometimes say to a group, you know, leave your butts behind you and just stay with the feeling. And know that not till the bad feelings come out can the good feelings come in.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. Let us know what you think and find more parenting resources at urj.org/parents.